All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed.
How's it? What kind of policy is it? On theft for what? From who?
So if employees steal
money and
other than what's covered by the bond,
right,
which our secretary and the tax collector, and I think that we approved the assistant secretary getting covered under the bond the last time, which I'm not sure ended up happening yet, but should happen in the new year. Anyone else that stole anything, what Gary's saying is that wouldn't be covered under our policy. So we need to get this additional policy to cover that kind of thing.
All right. There's a lot to understand.
Yes.
Supervisors had an executive session during the workshop to discuss a matter of possible potential litigation and a personnel matter. So that has been addressed already.
If there's nothing else, I will make a motion.
Public participation.
Oh, public participation.
Okay. Just a couple quick questions, please. The
Pastor.
No, the LSA application. That's state LSA. Is that correct?
Statewide, yes.
Yeah,
statewide.
That's the one for the front lot, yes, the front parking yes. area.
Both applications were for the same. They're for the security improvements, the parking lot, the handicap accessibility for the building, and the drainage improvements for the walkway, which I'm sure you got an eyeful of when you came in.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
What is, second question, what is Section 306? What is, in a nutshell, what is that?
Section 306 is when there's, in the zoning ordinance, there's a schedule of uses. And when someone comes in with an application for a use that's not mentioned in that schedule,
actually,
it is considered a use not provided for,
go and print that out
and
on
it
to
goes
the
to the Planning Commission for a recommendation as to whether it's a beneficial use in that zone, and then the supervisors make a final decision. We're just amending it to conform to recent changes in the law.
The ARPA funding, final allocation of funds, that's employee, is that involving employee payroll, or what is that final ARPA allocation?
Yeah, we can use it for employee payroll, and we approved doing so, but we had also approved an extensive amount for the change order that we issued for our comprehensive plan development, and the danger that we had was that if the change order wasn't entirely spent, in 2025, we could end up having to give money back in 2025, whatever wasn't spent on that change order. So we went back to the vendor to get an estimate from the vendor how much of that change order they thought that they would be using, and they were not intending, didn't think that they would have to use the entirety of it. And so we were making an adjustment to put more towards the payroll and less towards the towards that change order, so that we don't end up having to give anything back.
I think we got one more payroll left for the year.
That's it. One more.
Which is fine, and the reports haven't been done, so it's all good.
Yeah, the
23rd. For groups the size of ours with the amount of money that we got, which is small, you know, they kind of made it very, very broad in what you could do with the funding. So.
Okay. My last question. Who does the budget? Do you do the budget, Rachel? Who does that?
Usually Shahana and I do the initial budget, which is largely based on the previous year's budget and adjustments that we're aware of. And then it comes back to the full board for discussion and sometimes a couple rounds of discussion.
It gets tweaked.
Right.
How do you
but we also talk about during the workshops, we talk about what are the... you know, what are the needs of the various departments, incorporate that into the draft.
Okay. What are your thoughts about the budget? I mean, there's a lot of work, I'm sure, involved, a lot of thought process involved. Now that it's done, how do you feel about the 2025 budget?
Milford Township's 2025 budget is whole based on the surplus from 2024. That's not a great situation to be in. That shows us that there's a likelihood of a tax increase for 2026. Other than that, there's no routine funding being set aside for capital improvements. So the things like the parking lot and the walkway, but even just things like re-roofing the building, we don't have a dedicated fund that we're putting money into every year to be able to fund those types of projects going forward, like you might do with your house or with a large commercial building. You would probably set aside money towards that next roof replacement for several years. So our budget is very lean. There's not a lot of fat to trim. As Kevin was saying, Milford Township has been as conservative as we can be on holding the line on how much we are taxing the people, and very respectful of the people in the way that we've gone about our budgeting. But we know for 2026 that could be an issue, and also for 2026, depending on where I think we talked about this at the last meeting, two kind of very gray areas in a municipal budget. One of them is the transfer tax revenue, real estate transfer tax. That's paid when people buy a property, right? And that transaction, that closing happens. Our transfer tax revenue for 2024 was lower than what we budgeted for. If we are under budget we adjusted the number down for 2025, but were we to have a very bad transfer tax year, that could certainly, put us in a situation where we'd be looking at a tax anticipation note for 2026, because municipalities don't take in any tax revenue until basically close to the end of the first quarter. So you have to get through the first 25% of your budget with the money that you had before the start of the year, or a tax anticipation note, right? So we'll have to watch carefully, and that's why we had a previous discussion about implementing a purchase order system so that we can really stay on top of what the spending is and be able to make adjustments if necessary right away, and we would have full information available to us right away.
In everyday terms, this is the Bedford Hills building and loan.
Bedford Hills?
Pretty much. Well, it's that time of year.
It is that time of year. The It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite.
It is one of my favorites, absolutely. I just wanted to add to what Kevin said before. I've worked with Tom Shepstone, our planner who's retired for the last, since 1984, so that's 40 years, in probably 7 or 8 different counties on projects. And Mr. Shepstone's always been competent, he's always been courteous, and he's always been able to speak to people, even though he may not agree with what they're saying, but he listens and understands and has always been great to work with. So I want to wish him the best luck in his retirement.
Same here.
Absolutely.
Same here.
Absolutely.
40 years?
Oh. Yeah, I have known him since 1984.
He's been around a long time.
Should be, yeah.
We've worked together a long,
seen
long
it.
Time. And he keeps the civility too.
That's right.
Even in very bad situations, yep. He's respectful of. He's respectful in circumstances when he probably shouldn't be.
He carries a big gavel.
What's that for?
Talk to the next one.
I have a question about the certificates and the appreciation of the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be like a big to-do, or is it just going to be when they come by here, thank you?
No, we'll probably do it at the Planning Commission's reorganization. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't make too big of a deal out of it, but, you know, we do want to make an effort to let the volunteers know. And so, at least for the planning board, it will be there, but they're the ones who's the majority of their time. The zoning hearing board is only called upon as necessary, so they might have one or two meetings in a year. And the vacancy chair often doesn't have anything to do. So, but they stand at the ready, and that's important.
We did send an email about being reappointed to the planning board next year.
Which happens at the reorganization meeting in January.
Okay, it's not because it didn't come in on the correspondence.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it, but I think that Kevin mentioned that he thought that you did want to stay on, but what I asked for was for us to have a list of who was up for appointments so we could find out.
Right.
And I got an old list.
Yeah, Mikey.
Yeah, mine was the old list too.
Yeah, oh, Mikey too.
That's not good.
I got an old list.
I do know I'm up for next year.
Right, that's why I wanted
to. Yeah, it's
to
in
know.
My reorganization file, so that your letter is in the reorganization file.
Okay.
But the list that was provided had expired dates on it?
The list that was provided was one that Tony had done from years ago.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we need to have a current, the current status.
Of the people on it now.
Right. So the expiration dates based on the people who were reappointed since then,
right,
having their new term length.
Some that were replaced.
There's
been two replaced in the last couple of years.
Then they were re-upped, so we need.
Yeah, like Mike Williams replaced Peggy, and Roman replaced Pat McCarthy.
Patrick,
so
yes.
Where their names are, that's where you got to put the new names.
Right, but
and
we
the expiration dates of those terms would follow through.
We need to know
when the new terms expire.
Right.
Because I'm not on the planning commission. If you read that, no.
Right.
Which would be fine. That would be fine.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want to let you go. As long as you're the least little bit willing, we're going to.
I don't think that's going to work, Kevin. Good try.
That's what I was concerned with when the terms were up.
Right.
So this.
So I guess we're going to get started in a reorg meeting then, possibly? Is that what you're saying?
That's yeah, that will be taken
That'd
up
That'd be great, great picture for that time of year. You know, if you're presenting a certificate.
The certificate of thanks.
Yeah. I'm just thinking ahead.
Yeah. Well, best to go to our volunteers where they are as opposed to making them go out of their way. But
can you come into my house?
Certainly not. No offense, Bob.
Is that our notification or is that...
This is our notification and the attachments.
Okay. When's the meeting?
PennDOT will review this scoping meeting application and associated materials and respond via email.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm not sure if there is a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll assume... I should be handing this over to you, Bob. Gary read it already.
What is it?
The property next door.
It's a scoping application notification from PennDOT to us. I'll give you a minute to look it over. I am going to abstain from acting on any activity that is happening from DEPG because they're a client of the office where I'm employed. But I didn't want you to close the meeting without having a chance to discuss that. So actually, I'll make a motion that we pay the bills.
I'll second that.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. And then I am going to, I'm going to sit over there while you talk about the DEPG scoping.
Good. I don't have much to say. I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
Yes, all exactly.
DEPG is asking whether the state.
They have filed an HOP, I guess, scoping request application with PennDOT for a development next door, which has a number of details.
You didn't see this yet, though?
No. Nor is it on the agenda.
Yes.
It was.
In the correspondence?
It's in correspondence.
In the correspondence, and it only came in, the date on it is what, Friday?
Yes.
Yep.
Right, so is this to determine a location? Is there any limit, trip limits on it? Is there any?
Thursday.
So Tony, would you please explain what a an HOP scoping application does?
Basically it's a pre-application meeting with PennDOT and the proposed developer to determine what the best point of access is, and also to give PennDOT an idea of what the activities will be at the site and how many trips there will be per day.
That I'll argue.
Really, the purpose of on a highway like this would be whether or not there needs to be an additional turning lane. That's really the.
So could you, Tony, could you comment on what the township's rights and obligations are as it pertains to a notice like this?
We have a right to be at the meeting. Normally you would send your engineer to the meeting because it's really a detailed meeting as to, you know, what type of driveway, where the driveway will be located, what type of interior traffic patterns are going to be allowed and what type are not. I can't comment on the actual applications. I haven't seen it. But, you know, such things as, well, could have one in and one out would be discussed. Whether you need a traffic light, whether there's enough justification for a fourth lane.
Is this more about a precursor to application for state money by the applicant?
It could be. It could be. It's required that you go through that process before you do that, but.
An HOP permit would be required for
for
any development that was going to enter a state road.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Today.
Right.
And in order to have the kinds of drawings for a land development that a municipality would typically require, the pre-application to PennDOT would assist a developer in identifying the locations and setup of the interior,
traffic
roadway
pattern.
And mm-hmm. the drawings that would ascertain how much right. of the frontage of the property might be utilized for turning lanes, et cetera, right?
Depending
I'll
on the.
I'll be a little less gray. The applicant in this particular circumstance, in several other locations in the state, one of them in Pike County, one in Monroe, and I know some other places, have had access to their property funded through state money prior to development. And that's mm-hmm. why I ask about this.
Well, I can't comment on that, but normally what you would do is you would want to meet with the PennDOT engineers to determine where and what their requirements are going to be based upon on your trips per day.
What are they asking about for trip ends?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I really can't comment on it because I haven't seen it.
Doesn't say?
It did say.
No, it does say. I don't agree with it.
Along the vein of your question, Kevin, generally
you make copies
speaking,
of this?
The next multimodal program deadline would be July 31st for multimodal applications statewide through the Commonwealth Finance Authority. And in order to submit
an application for that program.
Both ways with an 80-room hotel.
Any applicant would have to have engineering cost estimates for the improvements that they need to do. And so in order to get to the point of having engineering cost estimates, you would want to know what PennDOT was going to be requiring of you.
That road gets backed up all the way past Tractor Supply.
Which takes a few months, I would assume, to get to. But if you were trying to apply for Commonwealth Finance Authority multimodal in July, now would probably be the right time to apply for this program, do the scoping application so that you can have engineered cost estimates for a project that you'd be submitting for in July. If you were doing that, Commonwealth Finance Authority applications that are due in July won't be acted on until March of 2026. And you wouldn't be able to move forward with any project that was going to be funded through there until at least that time, so that you knew if you had approval for the program or not.
Okay, so what practical impact does this have on our decision making?
None.
So in other words, they can get a road approved through the state and it has no impact on what our decision would be in the end.
None on the land development.
When a municipality sends their engineer to that PennDOT scoping meeting, what is the role that engineer is entitled to play?
He is only entitled to be there to ask questions pertaining to the proposal.
And does PennDOT take comments from a municipal engineer or the municipality into consideration when making their final determinations regarding HOP permit issuance?
No. They look at the comments, but they are not bound to.
Well, I didn't
them.
Say bound. I said, do they take them into consideration?
They do. They do because the engineer may have a perfect example would be if a traffic light is necessary. There are PennDOT regulations that deal with when a traffic light is needed at an intersection, which is they're creating an intersection. Whether that traffic light is needed is based strictly on the regulations, and in some instances you'll have developers state that it's not necessary under the regulations for a number of reasons. Yet when you have the township engineer look at it and apply the same principles, he will reach a different conclusion. And I have this now in our township, where the township engineer has, based on the PennDOT regulations, argued that a turn lane and traffic light is necessary at the location. The developers say, no, we don't need it. We just need to widen the roadway. We don't need a traffic light.
Some of the HLPs that I've worked on in the past, we've had the engineer make comments and they've agreed with it, like site distance, cutting down the road at the owner's expense, stuff like that. Like an LP cylinder up there on 6.
Right.
They had a right turn only entrance to begin with, and by cutting out the knoll in the road, gave them the site distance, now they got both ways.
Yeah, they knocked it out.
They'll work with the engineer on it.
They will.
But in the long term, my point is I guess you get road improvements made for a maybe development.
Correct.
And then
they're not going to do any improvement to the highway until there's municipal approval. They're not going to do anything until there's municipal approval.
Nope.
They will not cut the road. They won't do anything.
Right, but that doesn't. But they're not obligated to follow through, even though they've had approval.
Correct.
Because that's happened in several instances with this developer.
We got some issues on this.
I think it's happened in many instances with many developers.
Well, I agree with that, but
I don't want to point the finger at this one.
I don't want to get the township wrapped up in
it. Yeah, I've seen others that have just been. You know what did they have for breakfast?
We have improvements in lanes and lights put on, and then development's not done. Is that good for the community? That's all. But this, in all appearances, seems to be a setup for money from the state.
Well.
Yes and no.
I think they want to get comment from PennDOT. I can tell you that.
We all know this is going to be requirements that are getting hit ahead of time.
I can tell you that the trip generation that I'm looking at.
Yeah, it's not good.
Is certainly I would have the engineer take a look at, because they're. I'm not going to go into details at this point. I want to review it first. But it would certainly appear to me that there'd be more trips generated with that size.
In order to access all of the attachments that were part of that email, the email itself has to be forwarded, not a PDF of the email.
Correct.
And the couple of pages that were printed.
Right.
Actual email with the hot links active.
Mm-hmm. It asks to log in.
Yeah, you have to be a user of PennDOT. So I can't get the information, the township can, on their PennDOT.
Okay, but so the office you, has
you
to
and I
download
as an individual wouldn't be able
these,
to get it. Right.
But the township has to download all of these. Otherwise,
you're not going to have all the information.
The township's engineer likely would be able to log in.
Yes. Well, he would have to have the township's login.
You would have to use the township's login.
Correct.
Very good. Which would have to be provided to him.
Yes. And just so it's clear, it's only the township engineer that would be allowed to attend the meeting. No other participants for the township would be allowed at the meeting, including the solicitor. I did that once to DEP. And they said, no, me. But, I mean, I don't know if you want to go into the specifics, but I think we should review it first. But it's basic commercial development. You're not talking about any residential development.
Should I forward it to the engineer?
Yes. I think you need to forward the whole email, though, to them.
There was two emails.
Yes, send both.
Whatever you got from them.
Whatever you got, send it to the engineer.
Send it to John. Tell him if he has questions to call me.
Anything else?
I don't have anything else. I already made my motion on the bills, so.
All right, I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Happy holidays.